Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Bible today, Psalm 68, verses 28 through 35. David writes, "Summon your power, God. Show us your strength, our God, as you have done before. Because of your temple at Jerusalem, kings will bring your gifts. Rebuke the beast among the reeds, the herd of bulls from the calves of the nations. Humbled, may the beast bring bars of silver. Scatter the nations who delight in war. Envoys will come from Egypt. Cush will submit herself to God. Sing to God, you kingdoms of the earth, sing praise to the Lord, to him who rides across the highest heavens, the ancient heavens, who thunders with mighty voice. Proclaim the power of God, whose majesty is over Israel, whose power is in the heavens. You, God, are awesome in your sanctuary. The God of Israel gives power and strength to his people. Praise be to God." David writes that God is a God of power. You don't believe that? Just look up. See the stars on a clear night. He made each one of them. Hear the deep roll of thunder during a storm. Hear the lightning crack and watch it pierce across the sky. God is a God of power. He not only displays it, he distributes it. Jesus promised that the Holy Spirit would empower us to proclaim his message throughout the world. This is a power that allows us to say no to sin and yes to obedience. God is a God of power. We don't need to live in weakness. We don't have to wear the shame of defeat. God gives strength and power to his people, and he'll give us everything we need to do exactly what he's calling us to do. So, Father, I pray for your power today. Give me the strength at every turn to reject temptation and to embrace obedience. In Jesus' name, amen.